Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. This hour is just me. And if you'd like to join me, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Let me be talking about some of the tips that I have compiled. Things that I've done over the years, things that may save you a little time, a little money. Maybe you might find this a better way to do things. This is the way that, these are the ways that I have found that work best for us, our family. But please don't believe anything I say. Please research and determine if you want to do it this way. And the reason I'm saying that is, if you get hurt or something goes awry, please don't blame me. I'm just sharing with you the way we do things. We have tall ceilings in most of our farmhouse. Very tall. Some are up 20 feet. Some are a little higher. And changing light bulbs is a problem. I mean, 10-foot ladder, and then how do you reach 20 feet on a 10-foot ladder? So we bought a light pole extension for bulbs, and it comes with, it's collapsible, so the collapse height might be 5 feet. It costs about $20, and you can, there are different kinds of baskets that you can attach to the end, so different accessories, so for floodlights, the standard Edison bulb size, and so forth. And what we do is we extend it, lock it, because it's a twist lock, and you extend it to the height you want, and then you reach up there with an empty basket on the end of this pole, then you unscrew the bulb, and then you lower it, take out that bulb, and you put in the replacement bulb, and you screw it back in, and that's what you can do. So if you decide that you've got incandescent light bulbs that are high and hard to reach, whether they're in a barn or a garage or wherever they may be, if they screw in, you may want to get one of these light pole collapsible, expandable reach devices. They're about $20, and we have one because we have a lot of can lights. Sometimes they're called recessed lights, but that's how we change the bulbs in those. I have a Sears Craftsman dry cell and battery tester, and I'll give you the model number. You can get one of these on eBay. There may be a newer type model, but the one that I have is a model, Craftsman model, 82307. And it's a really neat little device. It will test pretty much every size battery you could possibly have at your home. From little button batteries to the AAA, AA, C, D cells, 9 volts, 3 volt lithium, 12 volt, 6 volt lantern batteries, and photo batteries. It tests them all. It's about $10. Now, the problem with batteries is, I'm using the term generically, I really probably mean dry cell in most cases, but the problem with them is that you may have two or three that are used together, but one of them may be weak, so you end up throwing all three of them away, but you may only need to replace one of the three, or one of the four, or maybe all of the four. So how do you know? Well, this tester will tell you. I've had this darn thing for, gotta be 20 years now or more. And you can still get it on eBay. It's the Sears Craftsman Dry Cell and Battery Tester Model 82307. It has a moving needle, so it's not digital. And it works great. It doesn't take any electricity to test the battery. So what I'm saying is there's no battery or dry cell that powers this thing. It just works on the cell that you're testing. I'm going to give you a family recipe for pasta and noodles. It's kind of neat. It's very easy to do, and we all love it. As a matter of fact, it was Frank Sinatra's favorite pasta dish. So if you cook your pasta noodles, I'm just talking about regular spaghetti, standard thickness spaghetti. You cook that, and you add some extra virgin olive oil, fresh garlic, and you can buy a can of diced tomatoes and chilies, or diced tomatoes with chilies. And that's it. And you can put on warm or hot pasta, thin spaghetti if you'd like. You can have pour on the extra virgin olive oil, fresh garlic, diced tomatoes, and chilies. And if you want a little more spicy, you can add some crushed red pepper. What a great dish. Very inexpensive, delightfully tasty, and I think you'll be impressed. We at the farmhouse like it. Easy to do. As a matter of fact, when I make pasta, I will cook a pound of it at a time, but we may not eat a pound of it at a time. So we have those Tupperware containers, or Rubbermaid. And when the pasta's cool and drained, I'll add it to one of those Rubbermaid-type containers and put it in the refrigerator. It'll keep several days. So I may take some out later and have a small plate of pasta. And I may put the olive oil on there, or spaghetti sauce that I made, traditional type spaghetti sauce with ground beef. But what I'm saying is you can keep spaghetti noodles in the refrigerator if you'd like. When it comes to making hamburgers, we will take ground beef. Now, I suggest if you're going to buy it, I'm not suggesting that you buy it. I'm suggesting that if you can find a source like we have, which would be cows walking around on our farm that are eating just grass, no additives, no growth hormones, none of that. If you can find a source like that, that's great. But if you can't, and if you're going to buy chopped meat, if you buy the 5-pound package when it's on sale, that's the best way to go. But what we do is we'll take some BPA-free freezer bags, sandwich size. And we'll scoop out with a spoon chopped meat, and we'll put it in the corner of the inside of that freezer bag. And then we will flatten it out inside the bag. Now, it does not have to be round. It can be, square. It can be an irregular, rounded, squared type shape. It really doesn't matter. I like them really thin. Like McDonald's thin? That's what I don't like fat hamburgers. So what I do is I'll take maybe a quarter of a pound, I'll put it in that BPA freezer bag on the counter that I've just sterilized, and flatten it out, squeeze out the air, seal the bag. Then I'll take a bunch of those, maybe 20 of them, maybe 10, and I'll put them in a gallon-sized freezer bag, and I'll put them in the freezer flat. And then when we need to take out hamburgers, or want to take out hamburgers, they're frozen. They're ready to go, and we can cook them however we want to cook them. That's what we do. It saves money. You'll save about 25% when you do it this way over buying chopped meat or ground beef by the 1-pound tray if you buy the 5-pound tray. And you'll save even more by making your own hamburgers rather than buying those discs of preformed hamburger patties at the meat department at your favorite supermarket. When it comes to wall plates, I'm jumping all over because the notes that I have jump all over. I just write down these thoughts as I have them. And I've got a stack of notebooks with these type of notes in them, so I'm just going down the list here. I try to label the wall plates with a very, very fine, sharp marker as to what the circuit is. So, for example, in our kitchen we have multiple circuits. There are at least 4 circuits in the kitchen. So I label them 1, 2, 3, and 4. But I put the letter K for kitchen in the labeling system I have. So K1 is kitchen circuit number 1. K2 is kitchen circuit number 2. K3, kitchen circuit number 3. And inside the plastic box, or the metal box, whichever it may be, in the wall, I will write, when I install the wiring, what that circuit is. So at the bottom of that box, inside where you can't see it, I'll write K1 or K2 or K3. On the wall plate, I'll write very small so I can see it, what the circuit is. So if I plug in something to that receptacle and it doesn't work, I just look at that wall plate and say, oh, that's K1. I'll go to the breaker panel and I'll look at K1 and I'll see if K1 has tripped. That gives me a really fast way of finding out what's going on. You may want to do it, but everyone I've mentioned it to says it's ugly and, you know, why do it? But if you go into any well-run, well-organized commercial site, you know, all their outlets are labeled. Everything's labeled because they'd never be able to figure out what was what after if they didn't label them. So every circuit's labeled at the breaker panel, and every outlet is labeled on the wall, and the lighting is labeled. So what we did in our house was we separated overhead lighting from wall outlets. So all of the overhead lighting is on an independent circuit from all the other circuits. So, for example, the living room lighting, it's all by itself. Kitchen lighting, all by itself. So we can, if we wanted to, at any time, we could say, you know what, let's go to 12-volt lighting. We could, because we could disassemble that wiring circuit for the overhead lighting in the living room, for example, and we could convert that to 12 volts if we wanted to by pulling the wires out of the breaker panel because it's not connected to any other outlets. It's only that particular circuit. So you may want to consider doing that. When I spackle, I do it a little differently. So if I'm taping sheetrock and finishing sheetrock, typically what you do is you have paper tape. Sometimes the paper tape has holes in it. It's about 2 inches wide. And it comes on a roll, 100 to 200 feet long, something like that, maybe even longer. And you apply spackle to the joint, and then you put the paper tape on it, and then you take the spackle knife, and you wipe away the excess. Well, I add one more step, because I found over the years that doesn't work so well. So what I do is I do everything the same, except I have a small tray with water in it, and I will dip the paper tape in water, and I'll wet it. And the spackle adheres so much better to the wet, previously wet tape. And so, but I don't want this tape to drip all over. So I will seesaw it through the water tray, and then I will squeegee out the water between two of my fingers. So let's say with my right hand, I'll grab the end of the wet tape. With my left hand, I'll use my two fingers, and I'll pull the tape through it, and my two fingers will act as a squeegee and squeeze the water, most of the water, off the tape. And it works great. And when I do that, I don't have any trouble with the spackle tape peeling off the wall. And if you look around most houses, you'll see that the tape has bubbled and has come unattached to the spackle below the tape, because it wasn't wet. So that's what I do. Nobody taught me that. I just figured that out, and I thought I'd share it. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I thought I'd take a second hour on Fridays. In many cases, or if an instructor does not show up for whatever reason, scheduling conflict or some emergency, I take those opportunities to talk about, you know, some of these tips. So you can expect that many Fridays, hour number two, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, so many years ago, I bought a commercial freezer. Well, it said commercial, but it was one of those white upright freezers, the kind that were sold by companies who would come door to door and say, hey, you can buy restaurant quality food for so much less, you just buy it from us. And people would say, well, I don't have a freezer. And they said, well, no problem, we'll sell you a freezer. So I have a feeling these freezers were bundled into the package price, and I have a feeling they cost somewhere between, let's say, $800 and $1,000. And then after a while, the people who bought this food delivery service products found out that it really wasn't working so well. So they ended up with the freezer, and it was a big freezer, way bigger than most people would have. And they would sell them on Craigslist for about $200. So I bought one, and then I decided that, you know, if this thing ever quits, we'll have a problem because we'll have all that food in it. So let's get another one. So we bought two of them at two different times. One in Virginia and one out here in Missouri. And you won't find these things in rural Missouri. You'll have to go to like a big city where they'll be sold on Craigslist. You won't find them in the middle of nowhere because people don't sell things like that in the middle of nowhere. And they don't buy products like food delivery service. They get their own food. So You'll have to go if you decide to buy one. So this was, what we bought was an Imperial Commercial Freezer. That's what it's marked. It's all white, manual defrost. And a manual defrost freezer uses less electricity than a frost-free, by far less. All right, but you'll have to defrost it. So if you have one of these things, you're going to want to have it in a place where you can just open the door, take the food out, put the food someplace where it won't defrost, and then let it drip, drip, drip for hours, maybe half a day. So a garage might be a good place, or if you have it on, what we do is we buy these rollers. So each one of our refrigeration devices for food, like a freezer or a refrigerator, they have these rollers that we've installed. They're about $20 or less. You can get them on eBay, get them on Amazon. They're made by a company called Shepherd. And they've got a whole bunch of little rollers. And you lift up your refrigerator or your freezer, you put the rollers under it, then you can move it forward or backward. You can't twist it around, but you can go forward or backward. So you can, the plan is you can clean the coils on the back, get the dust out from underneath it, you know, dust the back of it, wipe it off, wash it, whatever you want to do. Or if you have a, if you want to manually defrost it, you can roll it to a position where it can drip, drip, drip. You can hook up a garden hose and let it drip outside. So that's the kind of freezer that we have. So that's the discussion about the freezers. But here's what happened. We decided that we were going to turn one of our cows into meat. What happened was one of our cows got out, and she was blind. And she walked down the road and ended up in a neighbor's farm. And the neighbor said, that's okay, don't worry about it. And we had a tough time catching her because she was blind. And she would run off, and you know, we can't run as fast as a cow. You just can't do it. And it's really not good for the cow to have the cow crash into the fence and get torn up by barbed wire. So we decided that there's no way we could get this cow home easily. Then the neighbor advised us, you need to get your cow out now. That was a big problem for us. So, neighbor offered us $150 or $100 for the cow. That was about 15 cents a pound. And we decided, no, we're not going to do that. So, we killed the cow and took the cow back home. Because we were pressured into, you got to get the cow off our field now. Cow wasn't hurting anything, it wasn't a problem, but we were kind of pressured into doing it, so we said, no problem, we'll just take care of it. So now we have the cow, and we need a place for the cow. And our freezers were full. So I decided to try another type of freezer, a chest freezer. Found one on the internet for $150, and it was about 35 years old. It was a Kenmore, which is really Frigidaire. This particular Kenmore was a Frigidaire. Not all Kenmore appliances our Frigidaire. But for the most part, if you have a vintage type Kenmore, it was probably best in class. Really. So we bought this chest freezer. I'll tell you a little bit more about it, and I'm going to compare chest freezers with upright freezers when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness.
Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says,
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make five arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. Four suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A fifth person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, we're talking about meat and we're talking about freezers upright versus a chest freezer. So, which is the best? Well, we've had both. And let me tell you the differences and what our opinion is. So, we had an Imperial commercial freezer, manual defrost, cost $200 used. It's great. Really fabulous. But the problem with those upright freezers is the door gasket. They seem to deform over time and they leak. So in order to get ours to work properly, we would have to take one of those ratchet straps, and we buy them by, oh, geez, we buy a lot of them. We probably have 40 or 50 of them here at the farm. Those orange ones at Harbor Freight when they're on sale for, you know, $9.99 for four or $7.99 for four. And we would have to use that to gently keep the freezer door closed because it would leak and then we'd have frost build up where the air leak was around the door. So you can do that if you're going to keep one in for seldom or occasional use. But so when we killed this cow and we butchered the cow and turned it into meat, we thought, well, we're going to need some more freezer because the 22 cubic foot was full, the upright. So we bought a 23 cubic foot chest freezer. Now that's a very large chest freezer by any standards. It was 35 years old or so. It was a Kenmore, and it was manual defrost. And it has three baskets. So you can slide these baskets with, you know, lightweight things like butter and packages that you might use more often, you put in the top in the baskets. Things that you're going to use less often, you can put in the bottom. Well, we put the whole cow in this 23 cubic foot chest freezer. And we couldn't believe how much space we had left over. So we thought, in order to save electricity, let's take everything that'll fit out of the 22 cubic foot upright freezer and put that in the chest freezer. It all fit. And we had more room left over. So what I'm saying is we fit everything, and it was jam-packed. It was well-organized. The upright freezer was well-organized. And it was jam-packed. We took and put a whole butchered cow into a 23 cubic foot chest freezer. And everything that was in the 22 cubic foot upright freezer and still had room in the 23 cubic foot freezer. So, from an efficiency perspective, I got to tell you that I believe that the chest freezer is the way to go. Because when you open it up, the coal doesn't come running out the door. It stays in there because cold does not rise. Hot rises. So, you'll have to defrost it less often. The gasket works really well because the weight of the door keeps the gasket sealed better. So the gasket on this thing is 35 years old, the freezer's 35 years old, the compressor's 35 years old, and it is immaculate and it works beautifully. Now, of course, we sterilized it with chlorine and we washed it outside with a garden hose and scrubbed it with detergent and let it bake in the sun, and it is absolutely awesome, and it was $150. So if you have the room, I suggest you consider a chest freezer if you have the room. But before you buy one, look at the gasket around the perimeter and make sure it wasn't abused. So the one we bought for $150, it was $150 because nobody really wanted it. It's too big. It's too big for everybody else besides us. And we were delighted to buy it. We did not negotiate the price down. That was the asking price. We thought it was fair. And it took a truck to get it home. Two guys just picked it up, lifted it on the truck. And by the way, I looked at that. I looked at some of the big box stores. They're still selling that same freezer. But it doesn't come with three baskets anymore. It's new and improved, and now you only get one or two. But you can buy extra baskets for $50 a piece. And that freezer, thinner, cheaper, smaller compressor, less durable, is $1,000. Plus the baskets if you want extra baskets to have three the way we do. And they used to come with three baskets, but I guess the accountants got involved and said, you know what, we can still sell these and people won't realize that we took one basket or two baskets out. And we'll sell the baskets as an option. Can you imagine that? Lighting. To me, my favorite kind of lighting is fluorescent lighting for the work area. In our shop, it's fluorescent lighting. In the previous studio that I had at the farmhouse, it was fluorescent lighting right up on the ceiling, way up, like 15, 16 feet up. And I used, believe it or not, you never even notice it, but in our dining room, I took two fluorescent shop lights. And this can sound tacky, but anybody who's walked into the dining room never even saw them because they're up so high. I took two fluorescent lights, and we have beams in a lot of the house. So I got some 2x4s. I mounted just regular shop lights, reflector shop lights, to these beams. I painted them the same ceiling white that the ceiling was painted. And I attached them to beams, stretched between two beams, And I changed the ballast from a cheap, noisy ballast. I bought some ballast on the internet, eBay. Bought maybe six ballasts for four-foot fluorescent lights. And they're very quiet. Very quiet. They don't hum. And when I power these lights on, it doesn't go boink. It's very smooth. And I changed the bulbs to warm white. And there are plenty of different colors of warm white. But I bought a case of warm white bulbs that I liked. So I have enough ballasts and enough bulbs to last a lifetime because I like them. Now, they're not as efficient as LED lighting. So the worst efficiency would be like an incandescent bulb. Then using about a quarter of the electricity of an incandescent would be a fluorescent for the same amount of lumens. And then even more efficient is the LED. But I don't like the LED in many cases. Because if they're not filtered, if they don't have a plastic opaque filter around them, what happens is you have point light sources. And they bother my eyes. I'd rather have a smooth, even light across a large area, like a fluorescent tube, as compared with these point source LED lights. I don't like the LED light for that particular reason. Now, we do have LED lights in our house. Lou Cassidy gave us some LED lighting, and we use them in the can lights. So it's at a distance. But for overhead work in the shop, I prefer fluorescent lighting. And fluorescent lighting right now is really cheap. Why? Because it's not new. It's old, and LEDs are cool, and you can have LEDs running on less electricity. But in my opinion, for detailed work, I prefer the fluorescent light because it's a more even lighting. Let's try something we haven't done very often. I see that we have a call. I don't know who's calling. Hi, I'm Vin Finelli. You're on the air. Anybody home? Hello? I guess not. So I just put that person back on hold. I have a call screen here, and I can take calls. I can see when the phone's ringing in Minnesota at GCN. I can see all the telephone lines, and I can answer them. I can put them on hold, or I can drop the call. Okay, so that person's on hold, and that person can hear everything that's going on, so we'll try again later. All right, so we talked about fluorescent lighting and why I like it. Now, most fluorescent lighting would be cool white, and it's kind of a bluish color. I don't like it so much. Now, if we're working in the shop, it's okay, but for working in the house, I don't like it so much. And if you have little defects in your wall, you know, little bumps and dimples and imperfections, if you use a cool white light, you will see them more than if you use a soft, rosier color light. So I just want to make that remark. When I change my oil, I use a drain pan. And it holds about maybe 15, 16 quarts, something like that. The best oil drain pan that I've ever used for automotive purposes is made by a company called Chilton. And I don't know if you can get very many of these anymore. It might be tough to find them. And it's model P, as in Peter, 3, the number 3, P3. And what's great about this particular one, it costs about $16. It's black plastic. It's sealed, which means that it's not open for the oil to run into. It's not like a pan. It's like a container. And it has a center drain hole in it. So in the center of this depression, where the oil would run to the bottom of this drain container, the oil will run into it, and you can then screw back in the cap and seal it up. It has a vent on one side and a pour spout on the other side, which is what it needs to have. If you look at some of the drain containers and drain pans that they sell at the automotive store, you'll see that the vent is not necessarily on the other side from the spout, which makes it very difficult to pour. So I like pouring without spilling oil. So when you buy a drain pan, I suggest that you consider getting one that is sealed so that it won't spill when you pick it up, debris like leaves, if you don't empty it right away, won't get in there. And if you leave your garage door open or something like that. And that you can pour it into a larger container and recycle it or keep it. Now, we don't recycle ours. We just keep it. We keep all the oil. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gallons of used oil. Because at some point, we may want to heat our home with that. And I'm not willing to give away oil that can be used for lubricating purposes to O'Reilly's or AutoZone or Walmart or wherever. Because that oil is just going to be sold to a company that uses the used motor oil, not for refining, but for use as fuel in ocean-going ships. So I'm going to keep the oil. And I let it settle, and after several months or even a year or more, that oil, the solids have settled down to the bottom. I carefully pour it out, and I can use it for lubricating purposes. Now, I wouldn't put it back in an engine, but I would for drilling holes and lubricating chains, like on a motorcycle or a dirt bike or a four-wheeler or the baler or whatever lubrication purposes I would want. Got plenty of it for that. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. I was trying, when you tried to get me there earlier, I could hear you, but for some reason you couldn't hear me, and I checked my phone. I was not on mute.
Oh, okay.
Back to the freezers just for a second. It's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because I think of an upright freezer like a convenience store. You're going to pay more, but they take up less space, and they're close. You can put them close by. And as yeah. far as the steel, the gasket goes, instead of a ratchet strap, what I did is those type of straps and latches that have a square kind of a loop that you pull, you let up, and then it goes over a hook on one side of the latch, and then you pull it backwards to pull it tight, to latch it. I put two of them on our upright freezer, that the one that we get to more easily on our porch than, anyway, it just works really, really slick, and it tightens everything down real easy.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be back with Kyle and Dean. Stay on the line, and we'll get to you as well.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most
of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. He's absolutely right. Dean's on hold. And Kyle, you're absolutely right. Back in the 60s, my parents had a freezer. Actually, it was a refrigerator. And we put it in the basement, and it was made in the 40s. And the gasket wore out, and it was tough to get parts, I guess. So I literally did what you did for that, drilled a couple holes in the side of the refrigerator and the door, and I made a latch that would kind of like a just an inexpensive latch, and just push the door in, push the latch on, it would hold it tightly. So we've come up with similar solutions, and they work. And so, if you want to buy a new gasket, you certainly can do that. The problem is a gasket is typically $40 for a cheap one. And if you want to buy the original equipment manufacturer's type freezer door gasket, you're talking $60 to $80 to $100. So that's the problem. And they do get harder over time. The magnets get weaker, and they don't work as well. So that's why Kyle and I did the same thing. We fabricated a quick workaround. So, yeah.
You bet. The other thing is, if your chest freezer starts getting a bow to it, because I have seen many, many, many of those that just, they're great, and the gasket's okay, but the door itself somehow gets a bow to it. And I don't know how they're flat. That's mostly not on the old ones that are oval topped, but the ones that are flat. In order to keep the cold in and the heat from getting into them, and if you're in a pinch, and you can't, figure out a way to get the bow out of it, just put a couple of three half-gallon or gallon jugs of water on the edges of it to keep the edge down. And even in the wintertime, only fill the jugs up about, half to two-thirds full, and it keeps enough weight on it so that everything stays sealed. Otherwise, wherever that air is coming into your chest freezer is going to freeze up with ice. It's just going to build up, and the moisture coming in there is going to continue to build up. And one last thing I'll throw out there just for, because I know Dean's trying to get on here too, don't underestimate, folks, the value of reflectors. In my shop, I have like 18-inch half. They look like the old China tops with one little light, and I use a 5,200 Kelvin, I think that's what it is, or it's either, it could be a 41 LED light with those about 18 to 20 inch, I can think, I can't remember, but they just, they're reflectors, and I put them up quite high, and I have 8 of them in the shop, and it lights it up like daylight. So anyway, that's just something, don't underestimate the value of reflectors. And I'll let Bean catch on there too, Vince. But great show again. I love these Fridays when you do this. It's great.
Well, we can do them for quite a while. And Kyle, thank you for chiming in and sharing your expertise and adding exclamation points to the discussion. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And that was Kyle. Dean in Kentucky, welcome.
Yeah, hello, Vincent. Excuse me, I would have called you sooner, but I couldn't find my address. Book had to look all over the place. Well, anyway, talking about freezers, I've had my same Amana since the early 1970s, and we've taken it to this house, too, and then I bought a second Amana, a smaller one, that we've had a few years later. So it keeps on ticking.
Well, Amana was considered a...
back then.
Yeah, Amana was considered a great brand for a very long time. As a matter of fact, when my parents built their house in Virginia on the same farm as we had, that's what we chose for theirs, and it was just very, very well built, quality refrigeration.
Yeah. Okay, but I've got a central vac from the 1960s that I bought at a thrift store. It must have been a sample, it's not never used, but the only bad thing about that unit, it has a fabric, like a flannel bag that goes over the motor, and it's a pain in the butt to clean.
Okay.
So I have
try
to find a workaround around it.
All right. Since you mentioned that, I built a central vacuum system for our farmhouse.
Yeah, I've heard
that. And there was a store, a hardware store, that was going out of business. So they had the plumbing, the inlets, you know, the wall inlets, the elbows, the T's, the Y's, all of that. Everything except for the hose, the power head, and the central vac unit itself, the vacuum. So I had all of the rough-in components, and I think it was $15. I couldn't wait to get rid of it. I was delighted. Maybe it was $45, but it was not a lot of money.
Yeah, well,
we roughed it in.
It's over the years, yeah, different houses. Yeah.
What we did was we roughed it in, and in the early days, I didn't want to spend the $1,000 or whatever the central vac unit would cost. So I hooked ours up to a shop vac, and you can do that. And you can turn on the shop vacuum and use it as a central vacuum. I bought on eBay the hose, 35-foot long hose, and the power head. And it was from China. And the power head is junk. Absolute junk.
Well, I don't use the power head because I don't have carpeting.
The best power head I've ever seen is a Whisper belt from Sears Kenmore. Absolutely the finest. They last the longest, probably go for 20 years.
So, well, thank you, Vincent.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And there are two main types of central vacs. One is a bagless, and the other is with a bag. And I decided we would go with the bagless, and we have like a 6-gallon or so bucket that we just empty out. No bags. Better way to go, but you have to ventilate it outside because you will be having small particles of dust coming out of the vacuum unit. Thanks so much for being with us, class. See you next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.